This is the Mondak Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies, the curator of capitalism.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. Today we talk with Daniel Stenberg with McKenzie County Economic Development. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4000. That's 701-318-4946.
Sample Auto Sales, Manning, North Dakota, a dealership with years of experience in getting folks in the vehicle that fits their lifestyle and budget. They're well connected in the industry and can quickly find the vehicle you're looking for. Cars, minivans, SUVs, light and heavy duty trucks, even golf carts. Check out their current inventory at sampleautosales.com or call them at 701-573-7875. Better yet, stop in their showroom along Highway 22 in Manning, North Dakota. Put their many years of experience to work for you at Sample Auto Sales.
Welcome back to the Mondak Oilfield Review. My name is Jason Spies. Up next, Daniel Stenberg with McKenzie County Economic Development.
What are you seeing in Watford City as far as a payoff? Are we seeing new roads or new infrastructural things? Talk about that, what has gone into the development of Watford City.
Well, the past couple of years, we've really seen, I mean, the oil industry did hit a slowdown, and we've just used it as a gift of catch-up, and so that we were able to build out our roads, our infrastructure, the school system. Now, if you come look at our high school, we're going to be transitioning to Class A high school, and the facility itself is very, very top-notch, and we're able to capitalize on a lot of other things that we weren't able to capitalize on as a smaller school. But still, our elementary, our kindergarten is still about twice the size of our senior class. And so as those numbers move up, we just have a lot more opportunities now with those people. And so the hard infrastructure is built out. We're finishing the hospital. That'll be finished next year. But we've got a new water system. We have the hospital. We've got new school buildings and our huge Rough Rider Center. And so those are kind of some of the hard infrastructure things that have helped. And so if we were to return to 2013 levels, we could accommodate it a lot more. I don't think we're going to. But I still feel that we're at a vibrant pace in Watford City, and I think most people are pretty content with the level that we're at right now. And so if we can see those stable numbers kind of stay at that, then we'll still be growing, but just not as the fast rate as we were before, and that's okay with us.
To listen to the full-length interview with Daniel Stenberg, McKenzie County Economic Development, or to listen to other Mondak Oilfield Reviews, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. From the staff of the Mondak Oilfield Review, my name is Jason Spies, asking you to be happy, be safe, and keep it turning to the right.